This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And off we go, ladies and gentlemen. Another rousing edition of the Rob Brown Show starts. Hello, boys. I'm going with yes.
You don't recognize it?
I do not.
It's Rabbi Tuchman. You not recognize Rabbi Tuchman?
I did not.
You don't
I did
know,
not.
You don't remember who Rabbi Tuchman is?
I am blanking on this.
Come on.
Is that Robin Hood Men in Tights?
Yes.
Aha. Okay.
He's
okay, Mel Brooks.
He's greeting the merry men.
Yep, checks out. Great movie, by the way.
I don't care if you don't get the reference. You should look it up.
You should just watch Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Exactly,
it's genuinely one of the funnest movies of all time. At you, bless you. No, that's my name, Dave Chappelle in that movie. Fantastic. Care was unlike other Robin Hoods. I speak with a British accent. Fantastic, which I didn't say in a British accent. Doesn't matter. You get the point. Phenomenal movie. Thanks, Mel Brooks. You're the best. Welcome in. The four most electrifying hours in sports talk entertainment underway. It is the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one Lonzo, and you. Spartanburg, Hub City Spartanburgers text line open, 844-326-3663. That's the number to call the show. That's the number to get on the air. Twitter, at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, at the Fan Upstate. And, of course, our live stream up and running this and every morning at the Fan Upstate on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitter. The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. We'd love to have you. We have got so much to get to today on the program. I mean, just a gazillion things that we got to cover. Your Women's College World Series Finals are set. We got an in-state rivalry as the Red Raiders, guns up, of Texas Tech are set to take on the Longhorns of Texas. Got a Texas showdown. Little George W. Bush special coming your way in the Women's College World Series Finals. That's going to start on Wednesday and play game on two on daggum Thursday. And then if they need it, and I hope they do, we'll have his game three on Friday. Strategery. Can't wait. Great games yesterday. Phenomenal games yesterday. Texas Tech with the walk-off against the four-time consecutive national championship winning the Oklahoma Boomer Sooners. Red Raiders get it done yesterday. Walk-off fashion, bottom seven. A big dong to send them into the finals. Of course, over on the other side, Tennessee and Texas got together in a matchup that, of course, just meant more, but didn't. It meant the exact same because they're Texas Tech and Texas both headed to the softball finals coming up on Wednesday.
Something can have the same result, but mean more.
But just mean more?
Yeah, it can.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It did not mean more for Tennessee. They head home. Oklahoma cannot repeat. Texas Tech will take their spot in the final. So we'll talk about that later on in the show. Last night, old Robbie B stayed up way too gosh darn late because the men's regionals were chef's kiss. We had six of the 16 regionals that had to have a Monday championship final. And our bracket for the Supers is now officially set and locked in. So we'll take a look at the results from last night. A couple of shockers, a couple of maybe not so shockers. And we're going to look at those as well as get you set up for the entire Super Regional bracket as the road to Omaha continues. The Women's College World Series Finals, by the way, taking place in Oklahoma City. That, of course, because that is where the new facility is in, is in process, has been built to host the 2028 Summer Olympic Games, where softball will be back on the roster, as will baseball. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show, as well as, again, run you up and down the bracket over in the NBA, in the NHL. Stanley Cup Finals start tomorrow. I have now hit the point. No, my team's not involved. No, my team is not playing in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals.
Wait, you have a team?
I have two of them.
Wow.
I have two of them. Big Preds guy over here. Where's my Preds thing? There it is. My Preds thing's on the wall back there.
Oh, okay.
There's my Preds banner. There's my Preds banner back there. And also, I will say that unlike in most of the other sports, I have become a fan. I mean, I kind of was already a fan of the Canes when I got here. Like, I was going to say, I've become a fan of the team that we cover. I've not become a fan of the Carolina Panthers. I'm not a fan. I'm a fan of making money, and I do more of that when that team is good. So I do root for my wallet, which means I need the Panthers to be good. Falcons, obviously, despise them with every fiber of my being down to the core of my soul. Hate the Atlanta Falcons. Do not even wish them to be good, even if it would make me more money. That's rivalry, baby. I'm not a Clemson fan. I am not a South Carolina fan, but I did marry one. So I kind of got a rooting interest in the old, if mama's happy, I'm happy philosophy. But I don't pull for one of those two teams, for either of those two teams. I have not become a fan of any of the teams we cover, with the exception of the Carolina Hurricanes. I am on board with the Canes. And a lot of that came from before I moved here, when Don Cherry called them a bunch of jerks. And the next year, they just went ahead and released an entire line of swag where it was all like legitimate swag. It was all their logos, their colors, their team, whatever. But instead of saying Hurricanes on the swag said bunch of jerks. Yeah, I can get behind a team that does that. I can get behind a team that says, you're going to call us a bunch of jerks, huh? We'll put that on a t-shirt and sell it to our fans. It was great. I actually, well before I moved here, actually used to own a bunch of jerks t-shirt because I thought it was great. I like the Canes. I like the Preds. Neither of those teams in the NHL stay in the Cup Finals. And yet, I will watch it with like 2% less excitement and enthusiasm because the Stanley Cup Finals are not only a phenomenal end of season event, but on top of being a phenomenal end-of-season event, I also think that the Stanley Cup Finals is a seven-game slapper. I think this thing's going to be great. I think this could be incredible. And we're going to give you today on the show our first full breakdown of that series. How I see it playing out, who I like, how many games, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll do that later in the show. I'm pretty excited about the NBA Finals. I did see somebody yesterday say on the internet, because people on the internet are dumb, bad, and wrong with great regularity. I did see somebody yesterday say on the internet that this is not an exciting NBA Finals. This is not an exciting NBA Finals. And I have to tell you, ordinarily, when I hear something that dumb from somebody, I would pull the clip, I would edit the clip, I would prepare the clip, and I would bring the clip to you. And I'm going to tell you who it was that said it so that we could all dunk on that guy. But I listened to that clip like three or four times, and I did not understand what the point of the clip was. I actually have another clip I'm going to play later that I'm like, I don't know what your point is, but I do want to respond to it anyway. Because that's what radio is all about. But I heard a clip from a guy saying, Pacers Thunder is not an exciting NBA Finals. And I said, why? Why is it not an exciting
NBA
Finals?
Maybe that person believes the hype that says OKC is going to sweep this and that Indiana has no chance.
That is not the argument that they made. Because if you believe that is
the
argument.
All the experts are saying that, so. At least the ones that I have seen.
No, you're right. You're right. The overall swing, this is, why the Oklahoma City Thunder are a minus 750 favorite. In the last 20 years, they have the second longest odds. Well, I guess that's a second shortest odds as a favorite to win the NBA Finals. The only team that had longer favorited odds than Oklahoma City was the 2017-18 Golden State Warriors. That was like peak dynasty mode. When they took on the Cleveland Cavaliers, who were like the plucky underdogs that nobody picked to get out of the East that year. So, if you believe that the Thunder are winning this thing in four or five, then yeah, I mean, I guess I can understand how this isn't exciting to you. I don't think that is the case. I think that this is going six games at the minimum. I think it could very well get to seven. I think there's a lot about the Pacers that a lot of people are overlooking. A, and B, yes, the Thunder are very, very good defensively. They're as good defensively as they are offensively, and we know how good they are behind SGA offensively. But I think there's a lot the Pacers can lean on to match that. So assuming that you don't think that this is a series that is over in four or five, I don't know how this series isn't exciting. And then somebody made the argument that Tyrese Halliburton, as talented as he is boring. And I realized why we have a problem with basketball in 2025. We have a problem with basketball in 2025. And I'm going to elaborate on this coming up in the next segment of the show. Because this stuck under my craw a little bit. Do not really understand that expression for people. What with us not having craws? This got under my shell. Don't have that either. But whatever. I'm not here to judge language today. I realize why we have a problem with basketball in 2025, and it is not Tyrese Halliburton's fault. In fact, I think more teams can take advantage of this in the future. But I think the conversation came to a head for me because of Tyrese Halliburton and what Tyrese Halliburton did. And if nothing else, I can utilize the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals as a reason for that. So coming up in the next segment, I'll tell you about that. It's a little early for the tease because we still got like three more minutes in this segment, but here we are. We got here. It was organic. That's what radio is all about, baby. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the radio broadcast. We heard from Chuck yesterday. First time Chuck grabbed the mic. He was on the Dan Patrick Show. Chucky grabbed the mic and spoke to Dano about what the future is for the Inside the NBA television program, and it ain't good. Bill Simmons had some comments on the show yesterday that I think were probably in line with mine, but also a little bit more on the technical side, and I think he was right and had a point. And I saw a lot of people on the internet when Bill Simmons says, I think ESPN is going to bleep up this show, which has become has become a bit of an iconic show amongst those of us that love the basketballing. A lot of people were basically accusing Bill Simmons of being biased, holding a grudge against the four letter. Bill Simmons, of course, used to work for ESPN. They had a pretty nasty divorce back in the day. A lot of people are like, oh, Bill, you're just saying this because you hate ESPN. And I disagree. I think Bill made a really good point that justifies my, as a fan of Inside the NBA, as somebody who loves that show and considers it the only studio basketball show worth watching, I think Bill actually had a very solid point about what he said. So I'm going to play you that audio later on in the show, and we'll get to that. College Football Hall of Fame class of 2026 finalists have been announced. There are some names on the final list. The final list. Get it? They're finalist, but it is the final list. There are names on the final list that I would like to talk about later on in the show. Three coaches getting on board. One of them, I'm like, you had a great moment, and you definitely made a low-tier program recognizable, but like, is that really Hall of Fame caliber? And then a couple of players on the list that really good players, but is that, you know, we're going to do like we do in baseball. Is that really the representation of the game that you want? And then a couple of really damn good players that are obviously worthy of being on that list. So I'll give you the complete class of 2026 College Football Hall of Fame list later on in the radio program as well. Going to talk some baseball. The Bravos didn't lose yesterday. That was exciting. That was a nice change of pace from an. They didn't play last night, Lonzo. They didn't play last night. So therefore, they didn't lose last night, which is a dumb old sports joke, but it's also gotten to the point for me as a Braves fan that I'm like, hey, celebrate good times. Come on. Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na. Woo-hoo. We didn't lose. I'll take it. The Bravos are getting set for a three-game set back at the crib tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and we got an ace showdown tonight, Zach Gallen and Spencer Strider. So the Braves are going to lose again tonight. And dropped to 27-32. Now five games below 500. Remember 2 weeks ago when they got to 500 and you guys were like, yuck, C-Rob, here they are. And I went, well, maybe slow your roll a little bit. Yeah, we played a bunch of bad teams.
I don't remember anyone sounded like that. But maybe.
I do. That's exactly what it sounded like in my head.
Okay. All right.
Ronnie's back, Rob. Yuck. We're going to be just fine. Remember what I said? Chill. That's not true. Remember what I said? One guy's not changing this lineup. Remember when y'all said, Spencer Strider's back, Rob. We're going to the chip, yup. And I went, hey, maybe pull back on the throttle there a little bit, Ace.
That's why people come to this program for your positivity about the Atlanta Braves.
Overwhelming positivity. Braves are now four games below 500 after tonight when the Diamondbacks beat them. And the Braves fall to 27-32. Now five games, I say now, tomorrow. We will wake up five games below 500. Once that happens, then I expect all of you who called this radio program 2-3 weeks ago when the Braves got to 500 and you said, Rob Huick, you're a doomer. Rob Huick, you just hate yourself. Rob Huick, have a good time. That's not even a panic anymore. You know what it is, Zoe? If it's all right, you know that guy, you remember the movie 2012, the apocalypse movie?
Yeah, one of my favorite movies.
Yes, phenomenal movie. I actually really enjoy that movie. I don't know why, but I really do.
It's the Russian dude. I mean,
and it's Woody Harrelson.
Well, yeah, of course.
Remember Woody's character? He's like the conspiracy theorist, and he's like doing the ham radio broadcast, and he's warning everybody, and everybody's like, "Oh, you're a doomer, you're a gloomer."
Yeah,
you're
I
a
do my version theorist. Of that on AI. So yes, without the pickles though, because that doesn't translate to radio.
So Woody's out there standing on the edge of, you know, Yellowstone or whatever, and he's like, oh, it's going to be cataclysmic. And everybody's like, okay, you weirdo, you doomer, whatever. And then Woody's standing on the edge of Yellowstone as, the volcanoes go off and the tsunamis come in and the earth cracks open and there's lava flying through the sky and all that. That's the point where he gets to look, and it's like standing next to him as the world burns. And lava's coming out of the ground, and there's earthquakes, and there's tsunamis and all that, and being like, don't you think you're kind of pushing the panic button? The thing's right there! Just look at it! I'm not panicking about the fire! We're on fire! This isn't like, oh, here goes Rob being a too early panic artist again. A fear merchant. Here's Rob the fear merchant. It's not fear merchant. It is now June. You guys told me, Rob, don't worry about April. It's just April. And then he said, Rob, don't worry about May. It's just May. Are you ready to start your, Rob, don't worry about June. It's just June? I'm sure you are. But the division's running away from you. The entire damn National League. Everybody's not the Pirates and the Rockies.
There's still time for you to be a Dodgers fan or something. I mean, you can jump. There's 29 other baseball teams, right?
That
you
I would rather. I would obviously rather. Maintain my loyalty and professionalism as a fan to be a bandwagoner. That being said, I'm going to keep it a buck. If you're like, hey, Rob, Diamondbacks, Braves tonight in Atlanta, or, and I don't know what the rest of the, oh, no, I do what the rest. Mets, Dodgers is tonight. Game two of that series. I'm going to tell you right now, if they're on at the same time, Mets, Dodgers is going on the big TV. Braves are going on the baby TV. That's where
I am. So you've already made the jump. Okay.
No, because I'm not rooting for one of those teams. You know what I like? Good baseball. I like good baseball. And I'm not getting it in Atlanta. When we come back, I know what the problem is for basketball in 2025, and it's Tyrese Halliburton's fault. Kind of. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tyrese Halliburton is arguably one of my favorite players, not arguably one of, arguably my favorite player to watch in the NBA right now. Now, there are more talented pure scorers right now in the National Basketball Association. There are more talented ball distributors in the NBA right now than Tyrese Halliburton. Depending on what aspect of the game you're talking about. Dribble drive penetration, jump shot field goals, passing, whatever. Every one of those, there is one guy that is more talented at that thing than Tyrese Halliburton right now. However, I'll tell you what there is not. What there is not is a player in the NBA that is as good at all of those things as Tyrese Halliburton is right now. I think I figured out, and I did so with the assistance of Tyrese Halliburton, I think I have figured out a massive problem that the NBA is dealing with right now. And that massive problem that the NBA is dealing with right now is that the game itself, we as Americans have fundamentally changed what we love about basketball. We used to love basketball as a team sport. Now we love it as a team with a bunch of individual sport. We used to love basketball as a game where we saw a lot of ball distribution and ball movement. Now we like to see a guy take over the game and go get 50. And Tyrese Halliburton is the perfect example of that. Why? Because, and Mario made this point to me last Thursday, so I got to give him credit because he got me thinking about this, and I have not stopped thinking about it since then. Mario said, if you go look at the games that the Knicks won versus the games that the Pacers won, you will see one stat that jumps off the page before anything else. And it is about Tyrese Halliburton. He said the games that the Pacers win, Halliburton has 10 plus assists. The games that the Pacers lose, Tyrese Halliburton has 9 or fewer assists. So I just went and pulled up the last few games because I was somewhat curious about these games. Go back to game 2. Pacers win 114-109. Tyrese Halliburton, 11 assists in that game. Game 3, Knicks win 106-100. Tyrese Halliburton had 7 assists in that game. Let's go to, I don't have game 4 pulled up because I screwed the pooch, but let's go to game 5. Knicks win 111-94. Tyrese Halliburton, 6 assists in that game. Game 6, Indiana wins the series, wins the game 108-125 over the Knicks. Tyrese Halliburton, 13 assists in that game. I have figured it out because everybody's talking about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And why not? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander just won the NBA's MVP award. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is, of right now, considered probably the most dangerous offensive player in the NBA. And yes, there's all the conversations about he's a free throw merchant and he's a flop and whatever. I don't know if I'm here for those or not, to keep it a buck with you. What I do know is, whether he is or is not, the man's putting up points in bunches and he's carried the Oklahoma City Thunder to an NBA Finals appearance. So then I look over at Tyrese Halliburton. And Tyrese Halliburton, in Game 6, which they won, 21 points. In Game 5, which they lost, 8 points. In Game 3, which they lost, 20 points, 7 boards. In Game 2, which they won to give themselves a 2-0 lead, 14 points and 11 dimes. I have tried to tell people a couple of times over the last week, if you are looking at a guy with a stat line of 14, 11, and 8 boards, if you really want to put into perspective what that guy means for the team, and this is like very high school basketball coaching me, but take those assists and change them into points. 11 assists is 22 points. And by the way, that does not give credit for dribble drive, kick it out outside the three because the defense collapses around you, a guy knocks down a three-pointer. Even if we say 10% of those field goals were threes, let's say 2 of those 11 assists were threes, now we're looking at 24 or 25 points that Tyrese Halliburton is responsible for via assist. Tyrese Halliburton is, and this is something I have conversations with a lot of old hat basketball fans a lot. They say, oh, Rob, I miss the old days. I miss the old days of team basketball. I miss the old days where it was about moving the ball around. I miss the old days where it was about distributing. I miss the old days. If you are one of those players, I've been telling you for a hot minute now, one of the guys I'd watch is Giannis Antetokounmpo, who plays such a very old school physical style of basketball, such an old school physical style of basketball that I very much think that you would appreciate this guy. But then there's Tyrese Halliburton. And Tyrese Halliburton right now, as far as I'm concerned, is probably the most old school classic point guard available in the game right now. There are some other guys that I think probably in that mix. Guys like Chris Paul was that way for a very long time. I got to watch Chris Paul play 100 times when he was down in New Orleans. I loved Chris Paul. But as far as top-notch players, guys that are marquee players, guys that are at the top of the game right now, Tyrese Halliburton's in that group. But I think what happens is people look at a 114-109 win. People look at that game 6, 125-108 win. And they see 21 points while Pascal Siakam, who won the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. And for the record, I don't have any problem with that. People look at the 31 points out by Pascal Siakam's name. And they go with, if Tyrese Halliburton is a star, is a marquee banner, put his name up in lights. You're trying to get me to watch the NBA Finals? Tell me who the guy is. Tyrese Halliburton. But if you are looking at this line and asking the question, how in the world are you going to sell me on Tyrese Halliburton? The answer for me is, I don't know that there is a more complete, and I'll call him, point guard right now in the NBA. There are guys that are better passers. There are guys that are better shooters, both from the field and from three. There are guys that are probably better about getting to the line. There are guys that are probably better at dribble drive and penetrate. There's a lot of guys that can do individual aspects of the game better than Tyrese Halliburton. I don't think there's a guy in the game that does all the things combined together as a point guard better than Tyrese Halliburton. And oh, by the way, Tyrese Halliburton, a point guard wrapped up in a 6'5", 185-pound body. Tyrese Halliburton, who can absolutely play physical basketball if he needs to. He can draw that attention to himself when he gets down into the paint, down by the free throw line, out to the elbow, out to the short corner, by driving the rock, make guys come out and physically defend him, and then he sees that well and distributes that well. And the games that he hasn't are the games that the Pacers have lost. The problem we have with basketball today, in my opinion, the reason that the NBA struggles to grow its audience, not to get it, the numbers are fine, but the reason the NBA is struggling to grow its audience is very simply because we as fans have decided that we like this concept of that one guy who takes over a game. That one guy who does incredibly physical things, gifted things to get inside and to score. And I'm not saying there's not room for that in basketball. There obviously is. But here is a cat who is playing a very old school style point guard, and it doesn't get talked about. Here is a cat that you can almost set your scoreboard watch to. If he gets 10 assists, his team is winning. And if he gets 9 or fewer, they're losing. You know what that tells me? That guy's the man, dog. It tells me that guy is the guy who is the engine that makes this team go. And so if you're looking at this NBA Finals and you're breaking it down and saying, the Pacers can't win because Tyrese can't outscore SGA. That's never their game plan. Their game plan is not to have Tyrese outscore your best player. Their game plan is to have Tyrese get close to your best player, but also get 11, 12, 13 assists so that guys like Pascal Siakam can add to that total. That's how the Pacers have won to get to the NBA Finals. And if they are able to make this series competitive, that's how they'll do it here. Tyrese Halliburton is old school basketball. And some of you young cats need to learn to appreciate that. And some of you old hats that complain that the NBA ain't the way it was when you loved it, you need to be Tyrese Halliburton fans. I'm right. You're welcome. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio, the Fan Upstate, Rob Lonzo and you. We talked some NBA in the last segment, talked about Tyrese Haliburton. The NBA Finals start on Thursday, by the way. We'll obviously do a couple of breakdowns of both the series and game by game as the week progresses and all the way up until, hopefully, fingers crossed, a Game 7. There's nothing better in sports than a Game 7. I want to talk about this series as a whole. Lonzo brought up back in the first segment of the radio program that if you listen to the talking heads, that by and large, not everybody, but by and large, most of the talking heads have just talked themselves into thunder in a sweep or a gentleman's sweep. And again, the Vegas odds line up with that. Oklahoma City opened as a minus 725 favorite. There has only been one team in the past two decades to enter the NBA Finals with worse betting odds as a favorite, and that was the 2017-18 Golden State Warriors, the year that they took on the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think this series has an opportunity to be much better than that. By the way, public pushing back a little bit, Zoe. The numbers have changed. The Thunder opened at minus 750. They are now down to minus 700. The Pacers opened up at plus 525. They are now at plus 500. So the money and the bets, whether it is because of the value of those numbers.
I was going to say, is this a Vegas ruse to try to get more people to bet for Indiana?
No, Vegas wants 50% on both sides. That way they win either way, right? The juice on one side or the other. I think what happened here, there's two reasons a number moves. And I will not spend a ton of time on gambling on this, but for the sake of being able to look at these numbers and understand what they mean, when basically so as a non-gambler, you don't overreact when someone like me says, oh, look at this number change. when a number changes, there are effectively two reasons that it changes. Either A, something about the game changed, or B, more of the bet slash money is coming in on one side than the other. So if you have a number like Thunder minus 750 and it drops to minus 700, there's one of two things that has caused that. Now, if it's a rapid drop, right? Like if it's 750 when you go to bed and it's 650 when you wake up the next night, most likely you're going to hear some news that day. You're going to find out that SGA's been dealing with calf cramps or something, that they're worried it's going to impact his performance. When it drops over a few days, like this number has, right? It's dropped a little bit per day since the opening line. That means that people are putting money on the Pacers. That's the reaction to the public bets. Now, that does not mean that there's like a huge group of people out there that believe that the Pacers are going to win. It could be that two or three big-time high rollers, you know, like Drake likes to put $1 million on series outcomes. It could be a guy like two or three Drakes go to these books and they put $1 million bets down. Well, his $1 million bet, the casino still wants to equal it out. Meaning that they got Drake putting in $1 million on Pacers plus 20. I'm making this up, but just to kind of give you a hypothetical reality. If Drake walks in and puts down $1 million, Vegas has got to do what they can do to get $1 million on the other side too. And if there's not another whale out there willing to put down $1 million bet, then what do they have to do? They got to get 5 million Rob Browns who throw down $50 on the series. And they got to stack a bunch of $50 bills to equal Drake's $1 million money order. All right? So what this is saying to me, the numbers on the NBA Finals winner going from 750 to 700, what it says to me is a lot of gamblers are looking at this and they're going, I think the Thunder are going to win. But I'm going to put some change on the Pacers anyway. Because if the Pacers win, even though they're probably not going to, if they do, it is the NBA. Upsets happen. If the Pacers win this series, I'm getting 7 times my money back. I bet 100, I get 700 back if they win. So I'm probably losing this 100, but just in case, I'll have it covered. I'm making 700 back. Now, why are those numbers the way that those numbers are? I think a lot of what I talked about in the last segment has to do with this. The Thunder are a flashy team. SGA is a flashy player. I don't want to say Chet Holmgren is a flashy player by any stretch of the imagination, but I do think he has, over the Western Conference Finals win, Chet Holmgren kind of started to turn into a guy that you trust down low. And then, as we've talked about, Oklahoma City Thunder had the second best points per possession defensive rating in the NBA regular season. Not postseason, regular season. Every single team. Second best defense in terms of points allowed per possession. They only gave up, I think I saw the number this morning, and like, this number's so ridiculous that I should have looked it up during the break, genuinely struggling to accept it. I believe that I read that the Thunder give up 103 points per 100 possessions. So out every team that they play, every 100 times they have the basketball, they only give up 103 points. Why is that number impactful? Because in an average NBA game, a team has like 85 to 95 possessions. That means the Thunder are giving up less than 100 points per game on average in the NBA. An NBA that everybody complains, what? No defense, too many scores that are like 140 to 130 at the end of them. The Thunder were averaging 103 per 100 possessions. That's a ridiculous number. And that, I think, is why people are lined up on the Thunder, because they pair that with SGA being SGA, Chet Holmgren down low, Jalen Williams, who is really coming to his own in these NBA playoffs. People look at that number and they go, there's no way the Pacers work around that. But, and I've made this argument before, to me, The reason that the Pacers are the Pacers, the reason that the Pacers work, is number one, the Pacers want 100 possessions per game. I went back and we looked at the field goal attempts per game, and I pointed out that much like Halliburton, if Tyrese Halliburton gets 11 assists or more, the Pacers win. If he gets 9 or fewer, they lose. Much like that number is a pretty good indicator of what happens with the Pacers. If we get to halftime of a game and Tyrese has got like 7-8 assists, Pacers in a good spot. If you get to halftime and he's got 2 or 3 assists, Pacers in a bad spot. The same is true with the, pardon the expression, pace of Indiana of an Indiana game. If Indiana gets 82, 85 field goal attempts up, they're probably losing that game. That's a team that wants to get 97, 98 field goal attempts in a game. Not because they shoot at a low percentage. If you only shoot at a 35, 40, 42% clip, then yeah, you want to have as many field goal attempts as you can just so the numbers work out in your favor. That's not why Indiana wants that many possessions. Indiana wants that many possessions so that they can make the game back and forth and back and forth rapid. They can make it fast. They can make it a quick game because they want to wear you out. It's what they did to the Knicks. I've been given flowers, even on the nationally syndicated spots I've done, to Tom Thibodeau because the Pacers came into this game, into that series, into the Eastern Conference Finals with a strategy. We want to have 100-plus possessions per game. Why? So that we wear the Knicks down. Because Tom Thibodeau likes to play his 5 starters and like 3, max 4 bench players in any given game. And if you are in a spot where there are very few times in the game where the Knicks don't have 3 starters on the floor, we're going to wear their legs out. And while it may end up in 6-7 games, here's what we know. We're going to do to the Knicks what the Thunder did to the Nuggets. Yeah, you might take us to 7, but by the time we get to 7, dog, you are going to be tired. And we have been playing this all year. I can do this all day. Like that, that's what the Pacers have done. So, to me, the Pacers staying in this series is reliant on having 95, 96, 97, 100 field goal attempts per game. If they can go and get 100 field goals up in a game, which is going to feel to many of you who have maybe not watched a lot of Pacers games, it's going to feel frustrating because it's going to feel rushed. You want to know why it's going to feel rushed? Because it's rushed. That's their game. They're the most appropriately named basketball team maybe in the history of basketball. It's going to feel rushed because it is rushed, but they're not rushing it because they're frazzled. They're not rushing it because they are trying to overcome being a bad shooting team. Right? Again, if you shoot 36% as a team, yeah, I got to get 100 field goals up so that I make 36 of them and give myself a shot and then still play good defense. That's not why the Pacers do it. The Pacers do it to wear down your starters, to get you to the second. Now, there's a bit of a good thing going on here for Oklahoma City. They bring Alex Caruso off the bench. Hustle monster. Stamina monster. They bring Cason Wallace, who's had a couple of big spots. They bring Jalen Williams, not the starter, the other one. There's 2 Jalen Williams on this team. One's got a Y in his name. They bring him on. They got some guys that can kind of step in. They got some guys that can kind of fill the reserve while the starters go get an oxygen mask over on the sideline. But they're not as talented as Indiana. And I would even go so far as to say, I don't know that I don't trust the second run of Pacers, maybe even a little bit more than I trust the second line of Thunders. I'm looking at Obi Toppin, who has been spectacular. I'm looking at Benedict Mathurin, who has had how many big moments for the Pacers in this series. This team, Indiana, is going to get up and down and up and down. And again, the number that jumps off the page at me, 103 points per 100 possessions for the Thunder. That is a chef's kiss, spectacular defensive rating for the Thunder. But if the Pacers are able to go take 100 field goal attempts in a game, get 100 possessions in a game, That means there's your baseline 103. And now, if I have a baseline 103, because that's what the Pacers give up, 100 possessions per game, and the Pacers are going to have 100 possessions per game on their best nights. If they do that, there's 103, and now we need the above average from Tyrese, from Nembhard, from Nesmith, from Siakam, from Turner. For the record, what are the things I really like for the Pacers here? I think Miles Turner and Chet Holmgren, I think they're pretty equal sides of the equation, right? I'm not real good at math, but I do remember my favorite part when we were learning how to do equations. Do you know what it was? Draw up your equation, find the equal sign, and anything that's identical on both sides, cancel them out, baby. That was my favorite part of math. You mean I just get to eliminate stuff from it? You know what my favorite thing about math is? When I don't have to do it. That's my favorite part about math. Holmgren and Turner, to me, are nearly identical variables on opposite sides of the equation. Let's X those out. Well, Holmgren was how big in that series against the Thunder? Oh, excuse me, against the Nuggets. Holmgren was how big in that series against the Timberwolves? The answer is very. Was there a game in the Eastern Conference Finals that you would say was won, loss, or dictated by Miles Turner? I'm going to say no. The Pacers are better as a team around, not included, an equaled out big man than I think the Thunder are. Now, the Thunder have SGA, no doubt about it. But over on the other side, over on the other side is Tyrese Haliburton, who's a walking triple-double, who's a guy who can go get you 22, but he's also going to pitch in 12, 13, 14 assists and grab you 10, 11 boards too. SGA is going to get you 34, 35, but he's going to have 5 assists and he's going to have 4 boards. As good as SGA is, I don't need Tyrese Haliburton to be better than SGA. I need him, with his points and his assists combined, to be equal to him. And now we're talking about Pascal Siakam. Oh, Rob, how the hell are you going to bring up Siakam? Siakam just won the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. The dude's playing the best basketball of his career, and he's had a pretty good career. Now we're talking about Aaron Nesmith, who nobody was talking about Aaron Nesmith before the Eastern Conference semifinals and finals, and now all of a sudden we're like, yo, is Aaron Nesmith like a top-notch second-tier dude? Maybe so. I like the Pacers to make this. I'm not going to say win. I'm not there yet. But I like the Pacers to make this series competitive, and there's my reason. When we come back, Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, top 3 sports stories you need to know. A college football story tossed in there, a little college baseball and softball postseason and more. And then it's whatever you guys want to get to in the 7 o'clock hour. We got some NHL Stanley Cup playoffs and more, but I want you involved today. You've been quiet this week, and I won't stand for it. What I will stand for, because I'm going to leave the room, is Lonzo Sports Flash.
It is only Tuesday. In college baseball, the final 6 spots in the Super Regionals were claimed last night. North Carolina knocked off Oklahoma 14-4, and will take on Arizona in the next round. LSU beat Little Rock 10-6, and will get West Virginia in the Supers. Oregon State blanked USC 9-0, and will host FSU. Murray State upset Ole Miss 12-11, and will face Duke. Tennessee upended Wake Forest and advanced to face Arkansas. And finally, Miami rallied to beat Southern Miss 5-4 and get Louisville in the Super Regionals. Novak Djokovic won his 100th career French Open, second behind only Rafael Nadal, with a 6-2, 6-3, 6-2 win over Cam Nori. With the win, Djokovic makes his way into the quarterfinals at Roland Garros and has yet to give up a set in the tournament. And the Women's College World Series is set, and for the first time in a long time, it will not feature Oklahoma. The Sooners were taken down by the Red Raiders of Texas Tech 3-2 in the semifinals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.